How important is good theology? Well, good question. I think that we have to understand what theology is. Theology is, rightly done, I think, going to God's Word, the Bible, which is our authority, and determining what the Bible actually says. And what we believe the Bible actually says becomes our theology. And so we don't start, or we shouldn't start, with a particular theology. Let's say, in advance, I've determined once saved, always saved, Christian cannot lose his salvation. Or, in advance, I've determined that a Christian can lose his salvation. And now I go to the Bible to try to find verses that back up what I already believe. That's not good Bible study. That's not good theology. Theology actually should be the product of our Bible study. We should come to the Bible with an open mind and ask ourselves, what does it really teach? In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, it says, all scripture is God-breathed. It's given by inspiration of God. And it is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In just a few verses earlier, it's significant because Paul was talking about good theology, truth, and he says, you've been convinced of this because you know these things from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. How soon should we be getting to know good theology, God's word, from infancy? I mean, from being really small. So I think parents need to be reading God's word and talking about God's word and reading good storybooks. Bruce Ware has a great book on theology for children. There are numbers of other resources that are very helpful. Speaking about learning God's word from when you're young and learning good theology, here's a great book written by Bruce Ware, Big Truths for Young Hearts, Teaching and Learning the Greatness of God. Highly recommend this book. Actually bought it for my kids as they're raising their children, our grandchildren. Recommend this resource. There's other good resources out there, but I don't know of anyone that's better than this. And while I'm talking about good books for theology in general, here's a little book by Wayne Grudem, Christian Beliefs, 20 Basics Every Christian Should Know. This book summarizes some of Wayne Grudem's larger books, and I've got those as well. This is Little Grudem. This is Medium Grudem. This is Bible Doctrine, and I've led a group of people in a study through this book, and it's absolutely terrific. A lot thicker, has a lot more stuff in it, and I love this book. I love the small book. I love this one even more. And my personal favorite is the original, Grudem's Systematic Theology, the big one. So we'll call this Big Grudem. Wayne Grudem's a friend of mine. I'm sure he doesn't mind me calling it Big Grudem, Medium Grudem, Little Grudem. But I led a group in a study through this book over about a year and a half period. And it's just my favorite theology book, a great resource. So I think theology is very important. I highly recommend it to people to study theology. I think churches need to realize that if they are not studying theology, if they're not teaching their people theology, our worldview is just going to become more and more like the worldview of the world around us. And the church has got to be there to correct, to do the stuff that it says in 2 Timothy 3, to reprove and correct, to actually rebuke. When the world is saying one thing, the church should be saying another thing based on the authority of God's word. Acts 17:11 talks about how the Bereans were more noble than those at Thessalonica. They studied the scriptures daily to see whether the things that Paul said were true. And certainly we should be studying God's word daily. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He also said in John 17, Sanctify them in the truth. He was praying to the Father. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. God's word is truth, and we need to immerse ourselves in it. That's where we get solid theology, a solid worldview that helps us to see the world as Christ would have us see it and to be able to speak into it. If we're just like the world and we believe whatever the world believes, we have nothing to offer the world. We need to root ourselves in the Word of God in order to have something to say to the world and something to teach our children.